The Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Tesa Man Aleph says that Rav Gidl was teaching in the Beis Medrash, and he said the following halachos. And first he said that one who made a mistake and did not mention the formula for Shabbos of saying Ritzei and benching says the following abridged version instead. Baruch Shenasan Shabbosos LeBenucha Lama Yisrael Biava Laos LeBris Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos. That a person makes a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos to rest, to love, as a sign for its connection with the Jewish people. Then he says that one who made a mistake and didn't mention for the formula of Yantif, meaning Yalef Yavo and benching, says, Baruch Shanasa Yabim Tovim, Baruch Hashem, who gave us days of rejoicing, Lama Yisrael, the Simcha, for days of happiness, Lizikaron, Baruch Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, that Hashem sanctified these days with the Jewish people. And then finally he said, if a person made a mistake and did not mention Yalef Yavo and Rosh Chodesh, he says, Baruch Shanasan, Roshei Chadashim Lama Yisrael, Lizikaron, Baruch Hashem, who gave us Rosh Chodesh for the Jewish people. So Rabbi Zeira Nakamura, who related the incident, said, I don't know whether he mentioned Simcha in the formula of Rosh Chodesh or not, or whether he did mention Simcha, but he's not sure. But in the version that we have in our Gemara, it does not include the idea of Simcha like we have by Yantif in the special bracha said when Yalav Yavo is not recited on Rosh Chodesh. So the Ritva, Nakamar and Brachos, and the Tosas HaRosh, and the Tur in Or HaChaim, Simon Kuf Peches, explain that the Safik in the Gemara is whether there is a din of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. Perhaps there's no halacha of Simcha and the requirements of fulfilling Simcha when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, or perhaps there is. On one hand, there's no logical reason why there should be a din of Simcha for Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, though, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Uvayom Simchaschem, on the days of your rejoicing, Uvamoadeichem, on the days of your holidays, Uvaroshechashechem, on the days of Rosh Chodesh. We see that there is a hekesh, a connection between Yantif and Rosh Chodesh and Simcha, even though it's indirect. Maybe, nevertheless, there is an aspect of the mitzvah of Simcha when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Salvechik noted in the Divrei Hagos, and the name of his father, Moshe Salvechik, who cited a Ramban. The Ramban, in his comments to the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam in Shorash Aleph, defends a comment of the Bahag. The Baal Halachos Gedolah says that Halal on Rosh Halal, the recitation of Halal is min haTorah, is from the Torah. And the Rambam does not agree with that at all. He finds it to be comical. And in defense of the Bahag, he says that perhaps there is an aspect, midah oraisa, Torah level, of saying Halal, and that is that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh. Only in the area of the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh is there an aspect of Simcha, and that would require the recitation of Halal. With this, he explains the Safek in our Gemara Brachos. On one hand, you should mention Simcha in benching of Rosh Chodesh, since there's a mitzvah of Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, you shouldn't mention Simcha, because this Simcha isn't observed outside the Beis HaMikdash, where we are reciting Birchas HaMazon at that moment in time. With this in mind, Rabbi Salvechik explained that the minhag brought by the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that women don't do malacha Rosh Chodesh in the Zuchus, that they didn't participate by the Aveira of the golden calf by giving their jewelry, because in the Mikdash there is a fulfillment of Simcha Rosh Chodesh, this can create an Esr Malacha, a prohibition of Malacha, in respect that women observe when it comes to their observing of the day of Rosh Chodesh. Interestingly, Rav Chaim Kanievsky agrees to this point, and he points out that in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh we say, Ube Avodas Beis HaMikdash Nismach Kulanu. Only in the servicing of the Beis HaMikdash are we besimcha, because only do we have a mitzvah of simcha in the Beis HaMikdash when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, there is no mitzvah of simcha. So how do we say here halacha l'maisa regarding the mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Chodesh? The practical difference would be, is there a mitzvah of basar, of a yayin, meat and wine? Do we have to have a suda in respect for Simcha? So the Yoreim writes in Simon Reish Chav Zayin that there is a din of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore one should have basar, of a yayin, meat and wine every Rosh Chodesh. And this is the opinion of the Ritz Gaius, as cited by the Tur in Simon Tav Chav and Yerodeh Simon Tav Alpha, the end of Hilchos Avelos. He says that this is why there's no tzedek hadin for a burial on Rosh Chodesh. During the burial, we don't say that paragraph of declaring Hashem as a righteousness when we have a burial on Rosh Chodesh. And this is why we say Halal on Rosh Chodesh as well, because of the mitzvah of Simcha, and it's the fulfillment of Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem Nagila v'nismacha vav. This is a day of greatness, of rejoicing with Hashem, in which there is simcha, and this applies to Rosh Chodesh as well. Interestingly, the Stei Chemed in the Peas HaSad in the Marecha Sa'alef in Klal Pei Beis says that the simcha of the Ritz Geis is not a simcha of gashmius, of physicality, which one would have to fulfill with wine and meat and things like that, but it is a simcha of ruchnius, a spiritual rejoicing that manifests itself in saying Hallel and in not reciting Tzedek HaDin for a burial on Rosh Chodesh. Ruchanuch Chorelenstein in the Chok HaMelech on the Rambam and Hichas Yantiv says that according to this opinion, there should be a mitzvah of simcha on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, because the first day of Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And he says this explains the opinion of Rav Natsunai Gon, who cited in the Torah in Simon Tavkuf Tzadi Zion, who said that there is an Isser Tainus, a prohibition of fasting, only on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, but not on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why only the first day would it be prohibited to fast, not the second day? Because on the first day, it's Rosh Chodesh as well for Rosh Hashanah, and there's a mitzvah of simcha, and therefore one would not be allowed to fast on such a day. However, these opinions are the minority, and the majority of poskim seem to understand that there is no technical mitzvah of simcha mi'ikar hadin according to the letter of the law. And first is that is the Rush in Brachos in Perek Zion. And he says, no mitzvah of simcha Rosh Chodesh, and the Shulchan Aruch and Tavkuf Ayin Beis cites the citing the Mishnah Brura, citing the Mishnah in Maseches Tainus Tesvav and Beis says, we don't make a Tainus Tzibor, a day of public fasting on Rosh Chodesh. And that would be the halach as well. The Magen Avraham in Simon Tavkuf Ayin Beis there says that there's no simcha on Rosh Chodesh, even though it's called a moed. And his proof is a Rashi, an hour daf. And he cites Rashi there on Daf Tesvav and Beis. As his proof, the Gemara says that one may not decree a Tainus Tzibor of public fast day before Rosh Chodesh, or Chanukah, or Purim. You can't knowingly declare a Tainus Tzibor of public fast on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. And if they did decree a set of fasts, and only afterwards they realized after the decreeing of the fast days had already been in place, that one of the fast days would in fact occur on one of these days, so they don't interrupt the sequence, and you would fast anyway. So Rashi explains, why would you not interrupt the sequence? Why would we allow them to proceed and to fast on those days when technically one should not be fasting on those days like Chanukah, Purim, and Rosh Chodesh? And Rashi says, "Shekiblu tainis mikodem lachein, v'nechnas behen Rosh Chodesh." Once they accepted it and we knew that Rosh Chodesh was going to happen, "Ein mafsikin," we don't stop the fast. "Da'afal gav de'ikri moed," even though Rosh Chodesh is called a moed, "Lo k'siv bei yom mishta v'simcha," says Rashi, even though it is a day that is a moed, it is not a day of simcha. And this Rashi, says the Magen Avraham, is a raya that we paskin, that there's no mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Chodesh. So this is the pashtus, the simple understanding of the poskim as well. Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau elaborates on this and his comments on the Sefer Mitzvahs of Rav Sanjagon and Daf Reishin and Hay and Reishin Vav. And this is the understanding of the poskim l'halacha, that there is no mitzvah of simcha based on our Gemara and Tainus, Daf Tes Vav, and Rashi there. And according to these opinions, why then don't we give a hesped on Rosh Chodesh if there's no mitzvah of simcha? So the answer must be because Rosh Chodesh has a certain kedushas hayom, a certain holiness of the day that prohibits us from delivering eulogies and divrei hesped on such a day. But nevertheless, it's not because the aspect of simcha that would fall on days like Rosh Chodesh.